We are learning Gemara, Megillah, and we'll pick up on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the bottom of the page, 4b, the last word on the page. We had been discussing that the rabbis made leniency for the villages to precede their reading of Megillah to market day, Monday or Thursday. And we said at the end of the Gemara we saw last time that this was, on the one hand, they were allowed to proceed their reading. On the other hand, the poor were expecting their donations on the day that everyone was reading Megillah. So the rabbi said, okay, that mitzvah of Purim, the mitzvah of giving matonos levyonim, the mitzvah of giving charity on Purim, that gets chucked back to the day you read on, right? If you advance the day you read Megillah, you advance the day you give charity, because the poor are waiting for that day. I figure the day everyone reads Megillah is the day we get our charity. So the rabbi said, okay, so we will also make that the day of Matanos Levyonim. Says the Gemara, Avol, what does the word Avol mean? What? In Talmud, the word Avol usually means but. In Tanakh, the word Avol can also mean, in truth, Bekushta. Aval, Ashemim Anachnu, the brothers say. In truth, we're at fault. Okay, but here, Aval means but. Aval. Simcha. We gotta wake you up. We gotta start. The lawyer in you is coming out. Okay, Aval. Simcha ena noheget, ela bizmana. But, the rejoicing of Purim. What's the rejoicing of Purim? We know. The meal, the festivities, the drinking. The Simcha of Purim is relevant at its set time, and we are at the top of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Mazal Tov, we did for that. Okay, so the Simcha of Purim is relevant at its set time. What day is that? That is the 14th generally, right? So the 14th is the day when the masses would read Megillah. The small villages are the exception. The masses are reading Megillah, and every individual has his obligation on that day. Even if others, let's say he's in no man's land, he doesn't live in a village that comes in on market day. He lives out in Oregon. So he reads Megillah on the 14th. He doesn't have any leniency to travel into the big city to read early. We said only the villages that would supply food on market day could have that leniency. So the 14th is technically the day where Jews worldwide read Megillah. That's the day of Purim. All the other days are leniencies for this village, for that village, the exceptions. The 14th is the day. And so the rabbi said the simcha, the happiness of the festivities of eating and drinking on Purim, einanoheget ela bizmana, is not a custom. That custom does not apply at any time other than the set time, the 14th. Okay? So even though we've said, when do we do the reading of the Megillah? Well, that the villages could proceed. When do we do giving the charity? Well, if they proceed the reading, they'd proceed the giving of charity. When do we have the meal and the drink? That we do on the 14th, even those that proceed. Okay? Everything clear? Why isn't anyone asking questions? There's one more mitzvah on Purim. What's that?
There's the giving of the Megillah. There's the giving of charity. There's the gifts.
Oh, Mishloach Manos, giving ready-made food. Yeah. What about that? When do we do that? So the simple understanding at this point is, what is Manot? We will see the Mishnah in Beitzah. There's Rosh Hashanah. I don't think we'll get to it this week, but hopefully next week or the week after that. That Manot is food that's ready to be eaten. That's the meaning of the word Manah. So Mishloach Manot, you're sending him ready food for what? For what? For what?
Meal.
For the meal. Oh, so if the meal is relevant on the 14th, then it would make sense to say, when do you give the food for the meal? When do we give Mishloach Manot? On the 14th as well. Okay, back to our Gemara. Amarav. Rabbi Abba said, Rav's real name was Abba. His nickname was Rav. Rav was a disciple of Rebbe. To learn if it was really Rabbi Abba. I think what I said was right. Okay, Amarav Megillah Bizmana. קוראים אותה אפילו ביחיד. On the 14th, so it's incumbent upon everyone to read, as we explained earlier, the Jews all over, in Vermont and Oregon, all over, they all have to read it. So even an individual would read it. Megillah Bizmana, Megillah at its set time on the 14th, Korin Ota, we read it, Afilu Biyachid, even an individual. Shelo Bizmana, but if you have to advance and read it on market day or on any other day other than the set day, Basara, you would read it on the 10th. You guys ready for depth? With 10, I'm sorry. You only read it with the minion. Basara, you only read it with 10 people. Thank you. You guys ready for a little bit of depth?
Yes.
A little bit? We can go a little bit deep? Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Look at the third line, Rashi. Rashi says, Shelo bizmana, not on its set time. Kigon, for example, Kfarim ha-makdimin liyom ha-knisa, the villages that precede to market day. Let's reread that. Shelo bizmana, when the Megillah is not read at its set time, Kigon, for example, Kfarim, the villages, ha-makdimin liyom ha-knisa, they precede to market day. Let's read that a third time. I'm waiting for a question. Shelo bizmana, not at its set time, Kigon, for example, Kfarim, the villages, hamakdimin liyom haknisa, that advance to market day.
So you're saying that our Mishnah is saying that that is their set time. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that, no. The word I want you guys to notice is the word kigon. Rashi begins by saying, for example. When Rashi says that, he is indicating there is another example. This is one example. There are others. What other examples? What does that mean? We know of one thing. Who reads early? Our Mishnah said the villages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does Rashi say kigon for, right? What's the kigon? I just want you to get a taste of how much you have to notice each word in Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Gemara. So we left it with a question. I don't want to go into the answer.
Okay. One more time. So kigon, the beginning of a Rashi.
Anywhere Rashi uses the word kigon, it means, for example, it means there's more than one example. Whenever Rashi says that, you have to stop and think, wait, what other example is that Rashi uses the word kigon? If Rashi uses the word kigon, it means for example.
Okay.
For example means this is an example, meaning there's more than one.
Okay.
If this were the definition, this were the only time it were relevant, you wouldn't say for example, you would say this is where it's relevant. But the second he says for example, he means this is one example, there are others. Whenever you reach the word kigon in Rashi, when you're learning in depth, you have to stop and say, wait a second, what other example is there? That's the that is the only case, isn't it? Answer, no. Rashi said, for example. Automatically indicating there's more than one example.
So we should be thinking,
example. What's the other case, right? When else do you read it, Shelo Bizmana, not on the 14th? Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Rav had said, on the 14th, even individuals could read the Megillah, you don't need a minyan, you don't need 10. And Bizmana, Shelo Bizmana, on any other day other than the 14th, when the Megillah is going to be read, it may only be read with a minyan, with 10 Jews present. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay. Yes. Ravasi Omar, Ravasi says differently, whenever you see a Tana or an Amora's name, and it says, Omar Rav Ploni, Rabbi Plon, Rabbi so-and-so said, it means he stated an opinion. When it says, Rav Ploni Omar, Rabbi Ploni said, it means he said, encountered distinction with someone else. He's arguing on someone. So here it says, Ravasi Omar, but Ravasi says, Ben Bizmana, Ben Shelo Bizmana, be it on the 14th, be it not on its set time, on a different time, Ba'asara, it must be read with 10. Hava uvda, it happened. And Rav had to read the Megillah at its set time, and he didn't have a minion present easily. So according to Rav, do you need a minion at the set time, or may you read it on your own? What does Rav hold? Rav holds, you may read the Megillah, even as an individual, even without a minyan, on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
What does Ravasi say? Even on the 14th, you must have a minyan. It happened that Rav was caught without a minyan, and he needed to have the Megillah read. What do you think Rav did? Did he say, well, I hold it's okay, right? No, Rav didn't do that. Havaubda, it happened, v'chash le'rav le'had Ravasi, and Rav suspected for the opinion of Ravasi. He said, let's work, let's get together a minyan, let's not rely on my opinion.
So we give his opinion, then we say, in truth, and it came to the moment of truth when he could have brought into fruition, he went against it. Is that what this Gemara is saying?
The Gemara is saying that sometimes you and I could disagree. I say it's healthy to drink cold water. You say it's unhealthy to drink cold water. I go to the tap and I say, gee, I think it's healthy, but he's saying it's unhealthy. So when two disagree, what did we say last week? I could disagree with you and say, bam, I don't agree with you totally. You're out of here. Or I could say, you know, I respect your opinion, and I could even accept your opinion.
Okay.
So in halacha, very often, when we have disagreements, there was a lot of respect for the other opinion.
Okay.
It wasn't that I hold this, and you're out of your mind, no, this is wrong. No. It was, oh, you have a tradition. We have a tradition. So I think I'm right. You think you're right. So if I have a situation where I could say, well, I'll do my opinion, or I could say, well, let me put in a little bit of an effort and do it in a way that I fulfill your opinion as well, because I value your opinion and respect your opinion, I will do that.
Exactly.
Sometimes they had such a strong tradition that they said, no, I want everyone to see that I'm going my way because they should accept my way as halacha. It is indicative of a certain amount of weakness in Rav's opinion and strength in Ravasi's opinion. But it's also indicative of their respect. We find that often in the Talmud. Sometimes the rabbi said, let everyone see, the halacha is like me, it's not like him. This is the halacha. And sometimes the rabbi said, well, I have my tradition, he has his tradition. Let's see.
Isn't also because Ravasi's position is more stringent, and so like you can fulfill them both?
Okay, that's also a good point, but we don't always do that.
Yeah.
So the reasoning behind this is based on tradition rather than custom rather than what was his reasoning for actually coming to that opinion?
So I spoke loosely when I said tradition, because it could also be a difference in derivation, what you derive from the Megillah. We aren't told where their machloket stems from. Should we go on a tangent or move forward? Okay. Onward. Says the Gemara. Umi amar Rav achi. Did Rav really say that the Megillah may be read by an individual at a set time? Ve'amar Rav Yehuda b'reid Rav Shmuel bar Shelat mishmei de'Rav. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel, the son of Shelat, said in the name of Rav. Whenever you have the word mishmei, it means in his name, but he did not hear it directly from him. When it says amar, amar means he heard it directly from him. Mishmei means in his name, but not directly. Same thing. Mishum is the same. Purim shechaliot b'Shabbat. Erev Shabbat Zmanam. Period. This is the quote. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, then Friday is the time. Period. That's all he said. Now go figure out what he meant. Questions the Gemara. Erev Shabbat Zmanam. What do you mean? The Friday is its time? The Shabbat Zmanam. The time is really on Shabbos. That's the 14th. El Alav. But no, it's not the way you understood. Hochi Ke'omar. This is what he meant to say. Shelov Izmanam Kizmanam. Friday, which is really not their time, shelov izmanam, with the time which is not their time, is kizmanam, like their time. Mazmanam, just like in their real time, on the 14th, afilu biyachid, the Megillah may be read even by an individual. Af shelov izmanam, so too in this instance, where Friday, where the 14th falls out on Shabbat. So we're going to read the Megillah on Friday, the 13th. Ooh. We're going to read the Megillah on Friday the 13th, and then Shelov Izmanam. When it's not their time, it becomes as though it is their time, because that's when everyone's bumped to that time, and it may be read Afilu Beyachid by an individual as well. No. So that's the Gemara's suggestion. Let's recap. The Gemara said that we have a quote from Rav. that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, then Friday is its time. The Gemara asked, what do you mean Friday is its time? The 14th we just said is on Shabbos. What do you mean Friday is its time? That means that even though Purim is bumped to Friday, that Friday is treated like its set time. It's given the leniencies of the set time that it can be read by the individual. And we assumed, now let's go back to our Rashi Kigon. Rashi said, for example, now you guys tell me, what's another example of when the Megillah is read not in its set time, according to Rashi?
It's Shabbat.
Oh, if Purim falls out on Shabbat, then when do we read it? On the 13th. Is that considered Zmanam or no Zmanam? Did Rashi set us up for this Gemara, now that we know how to notice in Rashi what he was talking about? Oh, so now let's recap. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's begin. We have the quote from Rav. Rav said, firm on its set time, an individual may read. Not on its set time, you have to read with a minyan. Comes along Rashi and says, what's not its set time? Kigon, for example, the villages that proceed to market day. You tell me, what's Rashi coming to allude to? What's the other time that's not its set time?
When
it falls on
Shabbos,
the 13th. So is the 13th considered its set time or not its set time? Not its set time, right? That's what Rashi's saying. That intrinsic to Rav's words is that Shalob Izmanam, not its set time, is also the 13th. When, even though all of Israel is moving to the 13th. All over the world, Oregon, Vermont, everyone's reading on the 13th. But it's still Shalob Izmanam. Now you guys saw it in Rashi, right? Okay. But really it's the Gemara. It's not Rashi. You see from the continuation, that's the Gemara's assumption. Then the Gemara says, wait a second. Did Rav really say that? How come we have a quote from Rav in which Rav is quoted as having said that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, then Friday is at set time. So we all wonder, what do you mean Friday is at set time? And we explain, Hachi Kyomar. We'll come back to those words in a second. This is what Rav meant to say. He meant to say that the 13th becomes like at set time and the individual may read it. Wait, that contradicts what we just said up on top. Clear? We're all together? Are we ready for more depth?
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on to your seats. Hachi Kama. What does Hachi Kama mean? Hachi Kama literally means this is what he meant to say.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready, and we'll take the next step. No. Tell me when you're ready, when you guys are with me. I see you're all with your eyes in the Gemara. So tell me when you're ready for me to take the next step. You ready? Okay. Whenever you encounter the words Hachi Kama in the Talmud, be prepared. The Talmud is taking the words that were said and reinterpreting it in a way that technically it's adding a few words to the sentence. Hachi Kamar, this is what he meant to say, but it's not what he said. You look at the words and that's not what's said. Right. Hachi Kamar, this is what he meant to say, but he didn't say it. Whenever you see Hachi Kamar, look back to the original quote and you'll notice that's not what he said. That's not what he said. That's what he meant to say. He should have added maybe a word or two. Hachi Kamar always means, really, he should have added a word or two to clarify that this is what he meant. You could understand it in his words. You don't have to understand it in his words. He would have been much clearer had he added another word or two. But you could understand this is what he meant. We have two levels in Talmud. We have a level called Chisuri Mechsera. He left the word out. You got to add something. Sometimes the Talmud will say, Chisuri Mechsera. There's something missing. Add something to the Mishnah. Add something to the quote. You got to add something. That's Chisuri Mechsera. And then you have Hachi Kamar or Hachi Katani. When the Talmud said, this is what I meant to say, which is a miniature Chisuri Mechsera. We're not really adding words to the quote. We're saying, this is what the quote meant to say. And it's almost like we would add words, but it's not quite distant enough. It's not quite a distant enough interpretation to merit a chisuri mechsera, to say, well, you're missing a few words. We don't say that, we say Hachi Kama.
It's clarifying.
But it's clarifying on a level that you got to really bend backwards and say, he almost left the word out. Okay, back to the drawing board. We'll get back to you in a second. Let's just hold that train of thought now. So we asked the question, did Rav really say that not on a set time, that the Megillah on any day other than the 14th may not be read outside of a minyan? Ah, but Rav said, this quote that we didn't know what to do with. We thought we understood it. Rav said when Purim falls out on Shabbos, the 13th is its set time, which we understood to mean that when Purim is bumped to the 13th, it has all the laws of the set time, which we understand to mean is contradicting the first quote of Rav. Comes back the Gemara and says, Ela. What does Ela mean? What does Ela mean? Give me some more. We said Ela always means, strike that. I'm getting rid of what I said until now. Ela always means a new understanding, and I'm getting rid of something I said until now. Ela is always strike that. Ela, but rather, my Ela Shabbat Manam, what did Rav mean when he said that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, its set time is on Friday? Nafuke mid Rebbe. All he meant to say is to the exclusion of Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe was of the opinion, the Alma. Rebbe said, Oil Venitroyavot Mimkoman, Yidahuliyoma Kenisa. Being that the cities are no longer reading on their set place on the 14th, let them be pushed over till market day to Thursday. You're not reading on the 14th anyways. You're not reading on Shabbos. Why should you have a pressured Purim on Friday? If you're not reading on the 14th, let everyone go back to Thursday. That was Rebbe's opinion. Hakom Ashmalon, this is what Rav came to teach us. The Erev Shabbat Zmanamu, that we go like, we don't go like Rebbe. We say that their set time is when? Is on Friday. We don't go back to Thursday. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, we read it on Friday. Clear? Okay. Gentlemen, review, and I'm coming back in a minute and testing all of you on what we just learned.